And what I thought was funny is you had to add that little really for emphasis there.
Yeah, this is not an April Fool joke. Now, the theory being, you know, the average age in government is 47.
Uh-huh.
And in some offices, we hear anecdotally, and you can see it, there are very few young people. But that said, there are some, and there is a natural generational tension in it. But I've been told, again, anecdotally, in the case of one old-timer, people who've been in government for a long time, that is, people who can remember the shutdown of 1995 and 96, are much in demand now because their younger peers who have never been through anything like this didn't think this could happen in the government.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one reason they joined the government,
right,
for the security, are now seeing stuff and on our website and everywhere, the front page of the Post today, you name it, it's out there. And they're wondering, what happens during a furlough? How do you survive? Do I go on unemployment? How does it work? And it's sort of comforting to them. And I had heard from some old timers who were giving their reminiscence of the time. One family made it a vacation. They're both federal workers. They decided finally to go to Ocean City. They did. I think she said when they came back, it was apparent that the forced furlough was going to be over.
Mm-hmm.
They came back and then it snowed and locked them in for a week. But she said they had a wonderful 3 weeks out of it. Other families not so lucky. There was a lot of tension. One husband-wife team, he was essential. She was not. She said the first week it was kind of fun, then it got old, and
mm-hmm.
then the money starts worrying you.
Yeah.
So it's easy to joke about, but this is something if you're facing a furlough, and again, we're in uncharted territory here with the Congress in a mood that I've never seen it quite this angry at the federal workforce. So, you know, anything goes.
Mm-hmm. The signs that we're getting from Capitol Hill today, as you and I have this conversation, is that some agreement is starting to happen. The deadlines that we've been hearing about, that the deadline is not actually April 8th, the deadline's actually Monday or Tuesday because of the time involved to get the bill posted in the House and then schedule a vote and then send it to the Senate, vote there, off to the president for signature. It's not the kind of timeline that people think. Based on what you've been seeing over the years and how many times, I mean, we've only dealt with this, what, 548
yeah.
times?
Yeah,
it seems
year.
Like. Yeah, exactly. Do you think we are going to see a shutdown?
You know, I hate to even comment because, the world is sort of divided into what you know and
mm-hmm.
what you hope, what you think. You know, I hope it's going to be a nice summer, but I couldn't guarantee that.
Yeah.
And again, the mood of the Congress has been so different and so quirky this time around. From what I'm reading, and I got to ask myself, what do these guys know? I mean, maybe one person writes a story and other people follow it and build on it, and pretty soon we all have this consensus based on really not too much.
Uh-huh.
But looking at the some of the concessions the House Democrats seem to be willing to give, and some of the Republican leadership, Mr. Cantor, has taken some heat from some of the Tea Party people.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks as if both sides, and you know, it does take two to tango.
Yeah.
Some people are blaming the liberals. Some people are blaming the Tea Party, but you've got to compromise.
Right.
And it appears that they're moving toward that somebody has figured it out. The one thing that would bother me as a federal worker, as a citizen, as a taxpayer, and as a reporter, is the lack of transparency from the government about how a shutdown would work.
Uh-huh.
Now, the Office of Personnel Management, kudos to them. They put out a literally 56-page questionnaire that answers every question you have about a furlough if you are a federal worker.
Mm-hmm.
But what about citizen services? What about tax refunds? What about Social Security checks? What about a variety of things? In fact, I called Social Security yesterday. They have still not commented on whether their district offices are going to be open or not, or whether their call centers will be open. And that's unconscionable, seems to me, whether they're doing it out of – whether they're not telling us anything because they don't know, or whether they're not telling us because they don't want us to know. They want to be able to use it as a poker chip. But I think either way, that's a bad way to run a business.
Yeah, it strikes me that is – if you're trying to prevent a shutdown, even just if in your own self-interest, you would go out there and say – if the government shuts down, here are the things that will not happen for you, Mr. or Miss Citizen.
Silly example, but say your family is planning a trip to Yellowstone or Yosemite or Mammoth Cave National Park. If there's a shutdown, they'll probably be closed, but we don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And this could make it could be an inconvenience to some people. It could be a mini nightmare to others. Because,
mm-hmm.
again, I've heard rumors, who knows where they came from, that the IRS will continue to take your checks. You know, by the way, send those checks in by April 15th, but that they're not going to be so fast in processing refunds.
Uh-huh.
And that could be, again, a real hardship for some people.
It seems, too, that that effort would fit into what the unions like AFGE are trying to do. They just announced this week they're spending a lot of money on a radio campaign all across the country, not just in the D.C. area, to explain to people this is what your federal employees do for you.
That's what your public sector employees do for you.
It's
a good example, and it's also a good tactic, they hope, to get federal workers who, by and large, are not joiners to join some of these federal unions.
All right. Your column today, as I mentioned, is called Shutdown Fears Cure ED Really, and it's not an April Fool's column.
No, the ED is electronic dysfunction. These are older people who don't tweet, don't Twitter, and when the conversation comes up in the office about how to do things, you can almost hear the younger people's eyes rolling, hearing these ancients and doddering people talking about the way it was. But now, at least to the extent of the 1995-96 shutdown, a lot of younger people do want to know the way it was. So geezers rule, at least for a while.
I don't mean to pick on you, but
yes.
But tweeting and Twitter are the same thing.
Okay, all right. See, there we go.